Romans 14, verse 12 says, So then each one of us will give an account of himself to God. What God is talking about here is our whole approach to the Christian life. What is more important? Building our lives for ourselves or for God and his kingdom? This is the primary issue each of us must face as we determine to move forward in life. In our few short years of our life, what will we have accomplished? We were called to give an account before God. If our plans are Christ-centered and filtered through God's purpose, there will be fruit. Do you want God's will for your marriage, your family, your church life, your job, etc.? If so, consecrate these areas to God and allow his purpose to come forth in each of these areas. Next, we set your goals for each of these areas, which brings us to our scripture for today, which I'll go ahead and read again. For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him. It is important that we have goals for each of these areas and a plan on how you will meet these goals. Our goals should be written, personal, specific, positive, and measurable. They should also be achievable goals, believable, and convictional goals. Planning is not an attempt to foretell the future. Planning is an attempt to regulate and shape the future, to prepare, to negotiate unforeseen circumstances to one's advantage. Good planning contemplates how a current decision is going to affect the future environment. Next, we prioritize which areas need the most attention. Without a secure relationship with Jesus Christ, it is very difficult to grow in a Christ-centered marriage and family life, and very difficult in other areas as well. Likewise, if your marriage and family life is not in order, it is difficult to be committed to an ongoing church with your gifts and ministries being developed. It is Christ that is the cornerstone of our foundation in which we build our lives on. If our foundation is not solid, everything else will eventually come crashing down. Next, develop an overcoming mentality with the failure syndrome. Philippians 3, verse 13 says, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead." Paul says that his goal is to know Christ, to be like Christ, and to all Christ has in mind for him. This goal absorbs all Paul's energy. This is a helpful example for us. We should not let anything take our eyes off our goal of knowing Christ. With the single-mindedness of an athlete in training, I don't know how that made it in there with me. We must lay aside everything harmful and forsake anything that may distract us from being effective Christians. What is holding you back? You see, Paul had reason to forget what was behind him. He had held the coats of those who stoned Stephen, the first Christian martyr. We have all done things for which we are ashamed, and we live in the tension of what we have been and what we want to be. Because our hope is in Christ, however, we can let go of past guilt and look forward to what God will help us become. Don't dwell on your past. Instead, grow in the knowledge of God by focusing on your relationship with him now. Realize that you are forgiven. We are forgiven, and then move on to a life of faith and obedience. Look forward to a fuller and more meaningful life because our hope is in Christ.